first want to thank the organizers of the Cuny Social Forum for putting this together. Thank you, Maria, for dreaming this and initiating. I also want to thank my mother for bringing me into the world so I can be here with you tonight. So. Freedom dreams in you. Freedom dreams in me. She wears a long skirt and forgets to braid her hair. Freedom is a little girl waiting at the border in El Paso, coming back to her grandmother's land because she knows crossing has always been home. Freedom is a little boy in Jaffa playing ball after watching his home being demolished to make room for another settlement, and grows up to be a painter. Freedom is a woman working in the A&P or driving a taxi, a double shift, 4 days in a row, and then teaches herself how to read. Freedom is a man who knelt down and prayed after another bombing in Iraq, not because he was afraid, but because he has faith that one day people will find their hearts again. Freedom is a child who still smiles after being placed in his third foster home, because he knows that one day he will fly kites with his own son. Freedom is a pregnant woman who holds her stomach tight because she knows she's holding the world. Freedom is the oak tree who grows in the burning sun to give shelter to those who walk beneath her. Freedom dreams in you each time you breathe a tomorrow of possibilities. Freedom dreams and awakens in me each time I realize I am someone different. With each step I change the ground, I change all that's around and I grow. This world, this capitalist system, this globalized system, the society, encourages us to think of ourselves as unique individuals with unique problems and unique needs. And even though it's true that our expressions are unique, if we fail to see ourselves as part of a whole, we will continue to create images of ourselves as disempowered victims. Freedom and justice are mere abstractions, my friend Kazimri Balagun told me once. They only become real as we act, and they become manifest in our actions. We are freedom. We must never forget that. Freedom is the act of joining with others, creating, imagining new alternatives for food, government, education, and raising our families. We must reclaim our imagination. If there is one thing the system and the society does best, is restraining our imagination, enclosing our creativity. We do not imagine ourselves as we could be, but follow images that are given to us. We speak words that were given to us. Some of these words are self-hatred and destruction. Memi called this having the colonizer inside of you. You can think of it as having the master inside of you, or el patrón inside of you. They have the same function, to diminish you, to give you amnesia of your own power, and then give you insomnia so you can keep on working. Whether that be in the plantation fields, growing rice, cotton, cutting sugarcane, picking corn, or shelling coffee or cocoa. Today's city plantations are Walmarts and shops, promising a whole food, but will they give us the whole soul of the campesino too? Some plantations still grow platanos, but some have moved into jails, and some make your electronics and furniture wall-chained. The shackles are walls and bars. The overseer now wears a uniform and sees through many video eyes. Some forget that slavery did not end with the Civil War. It just took a new name. People under debt patronage, still tied to the land, owned their life to the store owner. In Mexico, el hacendado, el patrón, kept the indios also chained to the tiendas. You may think how different, but I just see how same. Do you have a credit card debt keeping you awake at night, robbing your sleep, making you breathe uneasy? Yes, I say we are still slaves, but the master and the patrón are now inside our head. He tells us we need an iPhone, what clothes to wear, but some may disagree. I say the overseer is still loose, shooting 41 bullets at a man holding a wallet, and then 50 bullets, long after a bell stopped ringing. Families are still being separated in raids. I say we still can't go to school when night credits won't get you that tap money, because you gotta work the 40-hour job, and no, you can't give your kids coffee so they can stay awake with you so you can do their homework. And no, TV is not enough to put them to sleep. They actually need you. They need your arms and your song to hold them. And now you find out that you're still on that waiting list for CUNY childcare, and you can't go to school. We are still restricted from going to school. And now they give you a test and scowl at you when you remind them that education is a right. But didn't you hear that public school now opens its arm to the best interests? And all this time you thought that a city university is supposed to serve city needs. And how it's supposed to be for the people, not just some kid who can have their face on some award and get a laptop they could have easily bought with their own money. I say, let's put the U back into CUNY. We are the city. This is what New York looks like. You can't get more universal than this. This is what a university is supposed to look like, representative and representing us. Let's take back CUNY. We must fight to ensure that all the necessary conditions for people to pursue their right to education exist. Parents can't go to school without CUNY childcare on campus. That is why it's important to fund it and not cut funds. The students need to be bailed out of their debt. Education access for all, not just the children of Joe the Plumber. In 1999, I joined SLAM, a revolutionary student movement led by women of color. And I'll tell you why I joined SLAM. I joined SLAM because I could see myself there. I could imagine myself as a public speaker when I was terrified of speaking in public. I'll tell you, maybe some of you know Kylie, Sandra, and Sasha. I was so scared. They were like, we have to make you speak. There's a rally, and she has to like testify how she's a remedial student. So they made me go up on top of a desk and then recite this Nelson Mandela poem on top of my lungs. That was my training. Some people do it differently now, but it worked. I could actually imagine myself as a political activist. This is not something that just some middle-class white youth did. I was a remedial student, and I joined at the end of the fight to defend open admissions. When I came back in 2003, I came back to CUNY as a mother, and I would have not been able to be there without CUNY childcare. Both times, I was reminded that our right to education means having access to school, and access for women, workers, people of color, immigrants, is something that has been part of a struggle of justice. It was not just given to us. Our ancestors fought for us to be here, and we must defend efforts that seek to heal segregation and the aftermath of a slavery-based economic system. My friend and political mentor, Sandra Barros, told me once that spirituality was the feeling of being interconnected, and that political activism and organizing was all about building and sustaining relationships. I hope we all take this opportunity to build new bridges, make stronger connections. Retaking CUNY will require all of us to come together and take a stand. The CUNY Social Forum is the first step in a road of creating and imagining solutions to take back our university. I want to thank you all today for being here, for making this happen. The next 2 days will be filled with dialogue and discussion, where we'll gather our ideas and our ideals. And we have to remember that collective problems require collective solutions. Thank you all for coming out and dreaming revolution with us.